Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The rising number of caesarean sections is causing concern around the world. Researchers in Thailand and Australia published a Cochrane review in June 2011, examining ways to reduce this. Dr. Suthit Kun Pradit from Lamphun Hospital in Thailand describes the findings.
The reason of the increase in caesarean section are complex, but this is why recognition that some of these are unnecessary. Our review has found that there are some interventions which can reverse the trend. For low-risk pregnancy, this includes nurse lead relaxation class and birth preparation class for mothers. Other ways to help would be a rule that two doctors would need to agree that a caesarean section is the best way to deliver a baby. Seeking support from local opinion leaders and keeping good records about the number of operations performed. In 1985, the World Health Organization suggested that a caesarean section rate of up to 15% of women would reflect the need for this procedure. However, rates in many countries of the world are now well be above this, and in some places, two or three times as many women are having a caesarean section. Why it can be a life-saving procedure for both the mother and her baby. Caesarean section are also used in situations when the risk of complication is not greater than for other pregnancy that will end with successful vaginal delivery. Caesarean section itself can cause harm, including maternal infection, bleeding, and the need for blood transfusions, other organ injury, anesthetic complication, and psychological complication. In some settings, maternal mortality associated with caesarean section has been reported to be 2 to 4 times greater than that associated with vaginal birth. It was again this background that we start our Cochrane review a few years ago, and after searching widely, we found 16 studies that meet the inclusion criteria. 6 of these specially targeted pregnant women, and the other 10 were aimed at health professionals, as well as strategy that appear to be effective. We also found several trials that did not support the use of the intervention that were tested, such as prenatal education and support programs, computer or booklet decision aids, intensive group therapy, training of public health nurse, insurance reform or legislative change. One of our main conclusions is that there is a pressing need for new research into interventions that are likely to be widely applicable. This research should aim for the greatest potential gains, which appear to be among women with low risk of complications, such as young women during their first pregnancy and those with previous uncomplicated vaginal birth. And the intervention probably need to be tested early enough in the pregnancy before the mother has made a decision on the type of birth so that she has sufficient information to make a well-informed choice.
Details of the various interventions that have been tested to date are available within the Cochrane Review at www.thecochranelibrary.com, where you'll also find future updates of this work as new studies are done.